With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. U.S. sales of E15 gasoline reached a record 1.52 billion gallons in 2025, up 23% from the previous year. According to the Renewable Fuels Association, growth was driven by more stations offering E15 and higher per-station sales. Iowa led the surge, with sales jumping 60% to more than 410 million gallons. Minnesota drivers bought an estimated 169 million gallons, bringing the two-state total to 579 million gallons. Nationwide, about 4,600 stations offered E15 by the end of 2025. Lower prices, often 25 cents per gallon cheaper than regular gasoline, and federal infrastructure funding also boosted demand. However, regulatory uncertainty remains a barrier. Temporary summer waivers allow E15 sales, but a lack of permanent approval has slowed broader adoption. Industry groups continue to push for federal legislation enabling year-round nationwide sales. A September 2025 study showed full adoption of E15 would add $25.8 billion to the U.S. GDP. A five-year review of countervailing duties on phosphate imports from Morocco and Russia is underway. Reports say that fertilizer producers Mosaic and Simplot say they are in favor of keeping the duties in place. The tariffs range from more than 16% to over 47% and have been in place since 2021 when Mosaic filed a countervailing duty case. The Commerce Department's International Trade Administration and the International Trade Commission are assessing whether the duties are still necessary as the fees are up for a five-year sunset review. Reports say that Nutrien, one of the largest U.S. producers, said it's time to lift the tariffs. The company now says that based on evolving global phosphate supply and demand dynamics since 2021, removing the tariffs would be a constructive step to support U.S. farmers and agricultural productivity. The USDA is urging agricultural producers to review and finalize crop insurance decisions ahead of upcoming sales closing deadlines for the 2026 crop year. Key dates vary by crop and location, with major deadlines set for May 1st, 15th, July 15th, and July 31st. Officials recommend producers contact their insurance agents soon, as coverage selections and policy changes must be completed by the applicable closing date. The Risk Management Agency provides tools to help farmers navigate deadlines and coverage options, including the Actuarial Information Browser and the RMA Map Viewer, which outline important reporting and planting dates. Federal crop insurance remains a cornerstone of the farm safety net, offering protection against revenue losses and production risks. Available options include yield coverage, revenue protection, and area risk plans, helping producers maintain financial stability and supporting rural economies. For more information, you can visit online at rma.usda.gov. The American Farm Bureau Federation is backing a new agreement between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Interior aimed at improving grazing access on public lands. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said the Memorandum of Understanding will strengthen collaboration between ranchers and federal agencies while expanding access to grazing areas. Public lands grazing supports livestock production, helps reduce wildfire risks, and bolsters rural economies across the western United States, Duvall said. The agreement is also intended to streamline the permitting process by reducing delays, increasing transparency, and improving efficiency in approvals. Industry leaders say these changes will help ranchers better meet demand for beef and other protein sources while maintaining responsible land use. Supporters viewed the initiative as a step towards more effective land management and stronger partnerships between government agencies and agricultural producers. That's your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.